ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we are recording from NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in sunny Las Vegas. I've got Charleson Goh with me today from Permio. Welcome, Charleson.
Thank you, Allison. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Permio, and then why Permio is at NAB this week?
My role with the company, I'm a product engineer. I'm also a sales engineer, so I'm one of the main research engineers who help innovate Premio's latest server technology into market that partner with Intel. Premio, as of now, the reason we're at the NAB right now is because we're going to promote one of the unique products with the latest media storage solution that can do 2 million to 3 million IOPS, which currently the market needs something to cache as fast as possible.
Is broadcast a big industry for you?
Premio is actually focused on delivering content design, and we do actually engineering manufacturing services, not only broadcasting, also we do medical fields, and we actually relate anything to government, but broadcasting is one of our biggest niche as of right now.
What kind of files are we transferring here? Is this HD video, or what else might
the
be in
25
play?
Gigabytes is being used for those 4K uncompressed videos. Usually there will be pushing around 500 megabytes to 1,000 megabytes. So with my system, a lot of users, they will actually create multiple racks just to push this video content. With my system, you need only one, and you can push up to 4 uncompressed videos, and the users can eliminate 3 racks just to push this 4K video out.
Obviously, there are a number of arenas where digital content proliferation are becoming much more popular. Have you guys looked at things like digital signage creation or medical field for this type of application?
We're actually having a project with medical right now. So we're using also this product to make it more centralized. The hospital around the world can actually use this data to push out, which we're currently developing right now.
And what has the customer response been for the technology?
They're really impressed. We actually have multiple open projects, and this is partnered with Intel, of course, and we're using their boards, and we have virtual networks we're trying to set up with them. They're evaluating it. And most of those hospitals also using signage that we hook up one system together with their EMR.
What have you seen in terms of trends of the amount of storage that companies are needing to plan for compared to what they're planning for today?
Well, the storage needs right now, they keep thinking like they can store the data, but they forgot the bottleneck. When they're actually transferring data, they need a lot of time. So basically, our product will come into play as a storage and as a cache to cut down their time, actually triple the time. So we will be in between pushing out the time faster for them to transfer so they can do more jobs done rather than getting stuck for like 1 hour compared to like 1 second. So in terms, it's like motorbike compared to bicycle.
Right, it's making it instantaneous rather than having to batch work and wait for it,
that
right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Can you walk us through the demo that you're showing at NAB in terms of taking us under the hood of the demonstration and telling us what technologies are at play that made this possible?
Okay, so basically my product's very simple. We populate the front with a 48 SSD, and then our design is very unique. It's a toolless, so when you put in the hard drive, you don't need to put screws. And then when you open this chassis, you can see from inside, we're using the latest Intel Iron Pass. It's a dual processor, and we have actually 9 lanes of PCIe.
Nice.
So we're using 6 of them, and we have 4 more for the user to actually populate, to communicate out.
Fantastic. When you look at the product line, do you have different options available to the market? I think that there might be a couple products that I've heard of, the Griffin and the OmniStreams. Yeah. Can you tell me what those are?
That's correct. So basically what I have told you about is a flash A streams. We still have other Griffin streams and others. And most of them are like 60-bay J-Bod. And we also have a hybrid of this exact system. You're looking at the 48-bay. But we cut down the SSD and hybrid that with a regular hard drives. So a customer can have two-in-one solution.
Well, Charleston, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day at NAB. We're very happy to have you on the program. And congratulations on the demo this week. It sounds like a very exciting product.
Thank you, Allison. And feel free to tell the people to visit our website, premioinc.com.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.